morning in the book of the Old Testament. We'll go to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 17. And we're going to kind of tell you the story in the chapter because of the time it would take to read it all. But 2 Kings, chapter 17. Somebody said, where is that? Well, it's right after 1 Kings. Amen. All right, I'm sure you'll find it with me here in just a moment. 2 Kings chapter 17. I'm going to read the very last verse of the chapter, just in case I forget to read it, all right? And then I'll go back and talk to you some about the story contained in the chapter. 2 Kings 17, verse 41, the last verse, says, so these nations feared the Lord and served their graven images. See the contradiction? They feared the Lord and served their graven images, both their children and their children's children, as did their fathers, so do they unto this day. That'd be a good text for Father's Day, I guess. But I want to preach to you a little bit this morning on the thought of replacing a nation. Replacing a nation. In the context of this chapter here, you have Israel and you have an enemy nation by the name of Assyria. God is using Assyria as his judgment rod upon his people, Israel, on the Jews that have failed to do what he's asked them to do in living right, living by his covenant, living by his commands. If you could stay in this chapter with me, look in verse 9 of chapter 17. It says, and the children of Israel did secretly those things that were not right against the Lord their God. And they built them high places in all their cities, from the tower of the watchman to the fenced city. And they set them up images and groves in every high hill and under every green tree. In other words, they were worshiping idols, worshiping false gods. Now, this began to grow on the nation to the place that God said, okay, I'm gonna give you more than what you want of this. And I'm going to bring Assyria in as a nation to judge you, a heathen nation, a pagan nation, with all of their gods, and use them as a rod upon you. Now, the king had a plan, the king of Assyria, and that plan was to repopulate the nation. In our day and time, we're hearing a lot about rebuilding nations, aren't we? We whipped Iraq in a hurry, but it's taken a long time to rebuild them. Somebody said, well, we can't rebuild them until they get a constitution. Somebody else said, why don't we loan them ours? Ours worked good for 200 years. It was produced by godly, wise men, but we've thrown it aside. We're not using it anymore. Maybe it could help Iraq. Now, I'm being a little bit facetious. But the king's plan was repopulate the nation. You might call it nation building in a sense. Now, the problem was that he brought in a new population. He moved the old out. I'm talking about not everybody, but basically. And he moved in a new people. You could pick it up. I won't read it to you, but you could see it in verse 24 of this chapter. And the king of Assyria brought men from Babylon and from Kedath and Ava. He just brings in a bunch of folks that didn't live there before. And he took the old folks out. So he begins to repopulate. But however, when the new people got in the land, they discovered something. They begin to think maybe the God of this land is angry at us because the lions begin to come out of the woods and come to the city and begin to kill and eat people. And that was an unusual thing because even in that day, lions could do that. But as a rule, they would run from man and they were a fear of man. By the way, that's a picture of what's going to happen in the tribulation period. The animals are going to turn on people like they did. That's not my subject, but it'll happen. Can you imagine you go out to feed Rover and Rover attacks you? I hope you're not here for that. But that's one of the horrors of the tribulation period. But these new people begin to say the God of this land, and they thought every land had its own God. They had a God here and a God there. And because the lions begin to come out of the woods, they thought that God is angry. So they send a message back to the king. We don't know the ways to appease this God. So we need some help down here because the lions are coming after us. By the way, God can use animals. He certainly can. You know, we got several problems facing America today. One of them is illegal immigration across the borders. Another one is, you know, the hurricanes. When they hit Louisiana, Louisiana was too low and the water got up. And in Florida, we got a problem with alligators eating people. Now, I thought about that a little bit. A little bit of logic would solve those problems. If you just go to the Mexican border and American border out there and dig a moat. Just dig a moat. You know what a moat is? Got water in it? Amen. All right. Don't have time to teach you science. Dig a moat for the border. Take the dirt into Louisiana and build it up where we wouldn't worry about the hurricanes flooding it. And then come to Florida and get the alligators and put them in the moat. Solve the problem, amen? All we need in Washington is some common sense. You could fix these things. Some of you don't get it, but you could. Now, see, the king sent the message back. Now, the lions are coming. The God of the land's offended. What are we going to do? And the king has an answer. And if you picked it up here in verse 27, it would tell us what his answer was. Then the king of Assyria commanded, saying, carry thither one of the priests whom ye brought from thence, and let them go and dwell there, and let him teach them the manner of the God of the land. The king had an answer. The answer was religion. The answer was to find a Judas, a false prophet, if you please. And so here he finds him a priest, a Jewish priest, sends him back to teach them about God, so they're going to use God, they're going to appease God, they're going to get protection. And I want to say to you, that brings me right up to date to what's going on in the world today. We got religion to appease. We got it for a mouthpiece only, lip service only. The contradiction here is they claim to fear God. Oh yeah, they feared his judgment, but they went about it with their little graven images, serving their own little gods. That's where their interest was. And if that's not a picture of even church membership in America today, I've never seen it. We can gather in a great big building, we can sing praises, and we can carry on, and there's a whole pile of folks doing that today, but let them out the door. And they go back to the graven images, the graven gadgets, the things they really have their heart in. And that's so easy to see in the day and time we live in. I see the parallel in our nation. I see our nation being replaced today. Do you understand that? Being replaced, not down the road, but happening while we watch it, is what's going on today. You say, how? Well, how do you replace a nation? To begin with, you replace it by changing its truths. Its truths. You move out the older people. That's what this king did. He got them out. Who were the older people? They were the ones who knew the truth. They were the ones who knew the stories of the Red Sea parting, of the manna falling from heaven and feeding them in the wilderness. They knew the stories of the walls of Jericho falling down. They knew about the Lord God Jehovah. They knew he wasn't just a little god of the land. But the older folks get moved out. They get replaced, if you please. Thus in America today, I see our freedom-loving folks in dismay today. I see them as things change right before their eyes. I'm talking about folks that love God and knew where this country come from and knew where our freedom come from and knew what it was to have the freedom of speech. And by the way, we have whittled on the freedom of speech till it just does not hardly exist. We have gone so politically correct that every sportscaster better watch what he says. He loses his job over one word. I mean, we are in a day and time where people are replaced over something they say, and yet we claim we got freedom of speech. It's a crazy thing that we've come to today. And you see it everywhere. There's certain freedoms that build America that we're losing. Freedom of speech is a big one. Freedom to own your property and to do what you want to with that you own. We're not only being taxed out of our property, we're being ruled out of it. And before you buy a place to build a house on, you better check it and see if there's a jaybird in a tree got a nest somewhere, because he really owns the property if he's there. We've gone crazy in America. Totally, totally crazy. And losing our freedoms every way we turn. But our real God, the Lord God Jehovah, has been replaced with our young people's gods, graven images, if you please, and you could title it all in the materialistic gods of America. Materialism has replaced God. Yeah, I see it here in verse 41 that I read, and it says, so these nations feared the Lord and served their graven images. I want to say today, we've raised our young people away from God instead of toward God in this materialistic country that we're in. The graven images of today is gadgets. I want to say to you, we got electronic robots running around. I mean, they'd sit on the couch and play video games. I mean, they'd grab some of this electronic stuff and do wonders with it, but they'd be in hard, you'd have them in a hard place if they had to dig up a septic tank. In the first place, I don't know what that is. Very few of them could change a tire on a car unless they had a diagram to go by and could punch it into something electronic. I want to say to you, you say, you're an old codger and you're airing it out. Yeah, this is my pulpit, so you get you one. But in the meantime, I'm going to tell you what I feel, what I see, what I know, and what the Word of God tells me about the situation. Amen? I mean, the electronic gadgets today. Let me park on that a minute. If you come to church with that stinking cell phone, and you sit in the pew and you text, you ought to be ashamed of your rotten self. I'm saying something to you right now. I'm saying to you, you say, well, if I can't do that, I won't come. Then don't come. Amen. And I'm authorizing every usher to deal with that when they see it. Amen. Amen. You say you're mad about it? Not yet. You wait till I do get mad about it. It's disrespectful. You ought to show God some respect in His house. Somebody said to me the other day, said I could hardly pay attention in the balcony because of a cell phone fooling around and a boy and a girl up there. Get them and throw them over the banister, amen? And I'm not talking about the cell phone. It gets me with people that treat God's house like that. He's not the God of the land. He is the God, period, my friend. He is the Lord God Jehovah, the creator of the universe, and you ought to be in awe at His presence. Amen. Amen and amen. Listen, we come to a generation that's been prepared electronic to receive the electronic mark. I'm talking about the general preparation is going on for a generation prepared for the microchip. You know, it's already been in the news. It's about the size of a big grain of rice. It's got a number on it. And it's on a radio frequency. And the place that's producing it right now that our president has slipped billions into to back and support is the Verichip place right here in Florida. Only now, like Nancy Pelosi, they're changing the name of it. You notice how she changed the name this week of the public option, because it got unpopular. So now it's the consumer option. Calm joke, man. Anyway, this microchip place has changed its name now, not to Verochip, but to VeroGreen. See, green makes everything all right. Makes me green in the face when I hear this junk. Sick on my stomach. I'm saying to you that where we're at today is amazing. Listen, the health care bill, you can argue it all kind of ways, but included in the health care bill, and I wrote a note somewhere, I want to find it, get it right. This FDA-approved Verichip that I'm talking about, now got the word green in it, now received billions of the stimulus plan and all that, but this health care bill started out at 1,000, 1,200 pages, now 2,000 pages, nobody's read it. The few that have read it are not the ones voting on it. It's crazy where we've gone, that we've voted in bills that nobody's read. But anyway, I'm giving you, you write this down, you're not going to do it, but listen to it. This government health care bill, section, it's C11, section 2521, allows the authority, and the language goes like this, for an implantable device with a radio frequency on it, with a number on it, That when that number then is punched into the computer, can give all the data about you, how you spend your money, where you live, who you are, how old you are, even what your political views might be. Did you ever read in the back of the Bible about the mark of the beast? Did you ever read about his number in Revelation, huh? Did you read about it over there? Well, I'm simply saying to you folks, we are being prepared for that. Our nation's being replaced. Our freedom's being replaced. I want to say to you, how do you change a nation? You change its truths. That's what you do. And you change its treasures. You see, you destroy all the old values. Now this king come in, he moved out the old folks, so to speak. He brought a heathen crowd in here, and the Jews had some values. They had the oracles of God. They had a covenant with God. They had slipped back, and now they're under the judgment of God. But in so doing, for this king to come in, he had to steal away. He had to change their treasures, their values. Work ethic was one of them. For instance, a Jew taught that a man that raises a son and does not teach him a trade raises a thief. That's their one of their proverbs. Now what are they saying? They're saying you ought to earn it. You ought to be honest. You ought to get it fairly. That's not what's being taught in our country today. And so the treasure of the work ethic was gone. By the way, who in the world would have, when I was growing up, Rick Part and I was talking about it Friday night. When I was growing up, I used to hear things like what Benjamin Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. Ever hear that little cliche? You know, we were taught if you want to have anything, you work for it, and then you save for it. Boy, have we ever come full circle on that. Now the way to prosperity is spending. That's right. We're spending our way out of an economic downturn, if you can believe that. But that's what's being taught today. Now, what we've got today is a spreading of the wealth around. Any kind of excuse to let America pay for it. Did you hear in the news this week where they are saying that because America makes a bigger carbon footprint than other nations? I mean, we got the Al Gores and others flying big jets making a big carbon footprint. But they're saying because America's making the biggest carbon footprint, we owe a fine to the other nations who make a lesser print than us. They ought to be able to fine us because we're polluting the planet, the general house that we all live in. Any excuse to make America pay for it. Replacing our nation. A nation that our kids are living in now, nothing like the one that you and I were raised in. Any kind of excuse. I tell you what, one of the things they're doing is destroying our morals, starting in the schoolhouse. Let me give you a name. You probably won't recognize it, but you ought to, because it's going to have a big effect on your kids. His name is Kevin Jennings. Kevin Jennings is on the staff, the president's staff. He's been brought in, but you need to know something about him. He's being put over curriculum in the public schools, which is against the Constitution. But Kevin Jennings is the founder of Gleason, G-L-S-E-N, G for gays, L for lesbians, E for education, no, I'm sorry, S for straights, E for education, N for network. A union of gays, lesbians, straights in an educational network. He founded that and bringing that in now to the public school curriculum to teach our kids the lack of morals, to pass out questionnaires saying to a kid, fill out about yourself, are you gay? Are you straight? Well, if the kid underlines straight, then the next question is, how do you know you're straight? Have you tried the other side? Maybe you're not straight. Do you understand where that's going? Folks, do you understand what I'm saying about replacing a nation? Here, this king here of Assyria replaced the people. He couldn't control them, so he moves this population over here, and he puts some fellows in there that he can, so he can rule the land. And it's argued by Bible scholars whether or not the 10 lost tribes were ever heard from again. I personally think they melted back in under the house of David, and I don't think they're lost when I read the book of Ezekiel in the end times. The two sticks are back together. That's not my point. My point is, as the king said, to take over this nation, I've got to change its treasures, its traditions, its values. What are we seeing happen today? We're seeing our morals and our schools destroyed by fellows like this. They're trying to kill its patriotism. You know, once here in America, we treasured our heroes. I mean, we studied our historical heroes. Did you see the other day, Columbus Day, where public schools were led by teachers of the liberal mind, had a trial to judge Columbus? And in the mock trials in the schools, he was judged guilty of what he'd done in coming over here to America and displacing, so-called, displacing the Indians. Now, you understand he's now evil, now criminal. Do you understand George Washington has been done much the same way? And many of our historical heroes are now the reason that the world is so evil. That twist, that lie, that double speak, that falseness is being put on our history. What a time that we have come to in our country. Kill the patriotism that was once treasured. And kill our heroes off, as it were. Blame them for all the world's evil. By the way, we mentioned this morning in the announcements, our missionary down in Mexico, Spanish-born himself, having to pay a ransom to get a family member back out. Dope gangs, all that business down there. By the way, we're not too far from it. Here's a note laying up here. One of our walls was painted up over here at the village last night, Halloween. But you know who's painting it up? Mexican gangs. Illegal aliens, if you please. Help yourself. I reach every Spanish soul, every soul I can, black, white, whatever. I want them saved, but bless God, we have no right to sell our country out to that crowd. But Hillary and some others said the problem in Mexico is they're getting guns from America. So we're at fault. And we're going to pay some expense for that. I don't believe that for a minute. Not for a minute. But America's made the villain, the evil one. And so this king here said, I'll change, I'll take control, I'll get rid of the truths, I'll get rid of the treasures, I'll get rid of the old folks that know better, and I'll put a group in there that I can control. And they begin to sense the real God was not too happy with that. I want to tell you, he's not too happy with what's happening in the once great America. I listened to the choir sing a little bit of a patriotic song, and the truth there that America trusted God. I mean, you talk about in God we trust. Do you know that motto is a reproach on us today? That the liberals hate it. They're trying to get rid of it, trying to get under God out of the pledge of the flag. This is what is going on to replace a nation in our country today. And killing the patriotism, changing our trust, replacing that trust. You see, if you read this story closely in chapter 17 here, you find out the other gods of the other people were brought into the land. Do you see that happening in our country today? Do you understand that this hate crime bill is going to make it impossible for some of us to get up without being arrested and declare that Islam is not the way to God, that it is a bad religion, a false religion? You don't like, see, there's a little tension when I said that right then. I felt it. Yeah. We're already getting careful. We've already been burned enough. We don't know how long we're going to last. Already getting a feeling about it, aren't we? Does the preacher have to say that every time? Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. Sure does. Help yourself. Truth of the matter is that we had enough fellas standing up saying it might make a difference. We've let the horse way out of the gate. He's already crossed the plain and over the hill. But bless God, if we'd have been preaching it when we first saw the gate cracking open, there'd been a different story. Been a much different story. Now I want to say to you, they're changing this nation. They're replacing this nation by changing our trust. These other gods came in. Keep the people from trusting the true God. I like what the choir sang a while ago, "In God We Trust." And when that song was written and when that statement was made, and you go back through our history, we knew who God was. He was not Allah. He was not Buddha. He was not any of this false. He was the Lord God Jehovah. And Jesus Christ was the Lord Jesus Christ, God incarnate in the flesh. And we had no problem knowing who he was. Now we're on to soft speak. Under the radar. Being careful. Oh yeah, oh yeah. You see, here's where we're at in America right now. Our older folks are dismayed. I mean, old America, they knew, with the freedoms we exercised, seems to have kind of taken the back seat. No longer popular, in many places not even acceptable. I mean, you're seeing things in the paper where some fellow gets arrested for raising an American flag somewhere. Some fellow wears a God button to work and he loses his job over it. Some fellow has a Bible on his desk and loses his job over it. America, land of the free, home of the brave, would we have to say used to be? Used to be. Older folks are dismayed, and young folks are being raised to hate the country that provided everything for them. Think on that just a minute. The youth are taught that anything they want they can't get, it's America's fault. Anything they can't get is a bunch of conservatives that won't let you have their tax money. Young people are being taught you need the biggest, shiniest car. You need the most electronics. You need all the dope you want to shoot up, all the good clothes you want to wear, and the government owes that to you. Oh, it's crazy, folks. It's crazy. Behind it all is Satan's agenda. Behind it all is the end time agenda. I don't want to disappoint you, but the Republicans or the Democrats or anybody else is not going to fix it. Amen. Turning back to the real Lord God Jehovah is all that could save Israel. It's all that can save America. The devil has a plan and he has a man. And the Bible has a lot to say about the identification of that man, more than most of you could say, could tolerate if I told you this morning. No doubt about it. And Satan has a plan. You know, it says here, they feared God but went after their own little gods, and their nation was replaced. And theoretically, the 10 tribes were lost. Judah was left. The southern kingdom under King David was left. I believe they kind of mixed back in, but anyhow, what was their problem? Their problem was lip service, but their heart was after their own gods instead of the Lord God Jehovah. That was their problem. That's why God let the evil king from Assyria come in and replace them and repopulate the land and change their troops and change their treasures and change their trust. And honestly, what's happening in America today is the devil is getting folks to trust anything but Jesus. That's his plan. That's it. I mean, the world is trying to replace Jesus, and he's the only one can save you, the only one that can save the nation. Is it turning back to God, or are we lost? The Bible says the wicked shall be turned into hell in all nations that forget God. That's a promise from God. As we turn our back on him and try to make all these little g gods of all the heathen equal with the Lord God Jehovah, God's judgment is going to fall. Is falling. No doubt about it. Lip service today, not heartfelt truth. The world's trying to replace Jesus. You know what the Bible says about that? In the second psalm, in verse 12, I'll read it to you. This is God's opinion of it. In fact, that whole psalm tells you God's opinion of what the nations are trying to do. But the last verse says, kiss the Son. Kiss the Son, capital S, Jesus. Lest he be angry and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. God says, ultimately, every knee is going to bow, every tongue is going to confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of the Father. He says, you better be kissing on him. You better not get his anger stirred up. And if you read the back of the book, you can see him when he comes back in anger. With eyes like a flame of fire, leading the armies of heaven, coming back at the Battle of Armageddon, which is just around the corner, apparently. I say to you right now, don't let them replace your trust. Keep it in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're not saved today, put it in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other God going to save you. No other God could deliver Israel. No other God can deliver America. No other God can deliver your soul from the fires of hell. Only Jesus Christ. Is he your Savior this morning? Is he? Isn't it amazing you open the Bible and find that the plan that this old evil Cain used to replace a nation is the same plan being used today? Why? It's the same devil, that's why. The same enemy of God, that's why. No doubt about it. I ask you today, has it worked on you? Has the replacement plan, is the replacement plan working on you? Have you replaced your faith some other way, or did you never place your faith in the Lord Jesus? If you didn't, right now is the time to do it. You can do it today. I marvel. You can't keep up with the news today. How many earthquakes do we have this week? Anybody count them? And last week? You can't keep up with the news that's fulfilling this Bible so fast. You can't keep up with it. Don't you see what's going on? Do you see the values of America being trashed? We do. Can we see what's going on? Do we see how they want to raise our young people to take pledges in the classroom to worship that other than the Lord God? Had a big court case up here in the tip of Florida. Thank God they won. We won. Lawyers I've sent a little money to helped. We won. The public school principal and the athletic director. Fixing to go to jail for 7-8 years for praying over their food in front of 20 people of parents they brought in for a special function fundraiser for the school. ACLU took them to court and they were about to get 7-8 years for praying over the food. Matt Staver, the attorney up in Orlando, won the case and the judge kicked it out. But the woman judge had to debate and wait a whole day's debate and then take 40 minutes to decide. First place, there should have been no debate. Second place, 1 minute ought to have done it and give them back 50 seconds. Amen. Destroying our trust. Where's your trust? I haven't preached to you the gospel per se, but you've heard it enough. Jesus loved you, died for you, shed his blood for your sins. He's the only one you can put your trust in to save you. Are you trusting him today? Let's bow.